All right. Let's go ahead and call the Infrastructure and Roads Committee. Are we good? Okay. We'll call the meeting to order. We have one agenda item tonight, and that is an update from the judge's office regarding the reconstruction of the road shop. Last time we met was in July, and they were discussing the potential groundbreaking. They hadn't started anything yet, so right now is a good time to come and give us an update on where we stand and maybe the timeline of when we expect to be completed. So without that anymore, Tom?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We started dirt work, doing some of it ourselves on the backside, the north end of the project, taking the hill down. We started about a little less than a month ago. That takes it down to basically the level of the road shop, the old road shop. The idea is on the north end is where we'll park our dump trucks, and then south of that is where the building is going to be. The building is going to be oriented north and south. We rotate it at 90 degrees. Last Wednesday, we opened bids. They're going through those bids now to make sure they're all proper, make sure there's a few questions about some. We want to make sure the bidder considered certain things when they submitted their bid. There's a few a little bit lower than others. We just want to make sure they're valid. We expect to have that within a week or so. And the first contract we'll start on will be the foundation. And once we get that bid awarded, we'll ask them to start as soon as we can. I talked to Nab Holtz, our construction manager. Their staff estimates 11 to 12 months to complete the building. I would like to carry it over into 27 just to spread the money that we'll spend out over 3 years. It'll be early part of 27, though, is the plan.
So the county is not doing the foundational work. They're just doing the early dirt work.
Dirt work. And our intent is there will be a concrete pad around the building so that when we drive up on that pad, we'll have not asphalt, but we'll have concrete so we don't take the asphalt when it gets hot into the building.
Right.
And we will do everything when we're done probably about a year from now, maybe late next summer, we'll start the parking lot work, and we'll do that ourselves. We'll have the asphalt laid, but we'll prepare the ground and the subsurface for the asphalt.
Okay. And one question, and this really goes back to when we had the fire. Do we have like a bay or either how do we handle the fuel truck going forward so we don't see something like that again? I know that was a freak accident, and that probably could never happen again, but just in case, is there any type of contingency plan there? I know it was during an ice storm, and it was you know, the vehicle was in there for a reason. But is there how to manage that? You know, thousand
gallons.
Well,
one thing, we have fire suppression in the new shop.
Oh.
That wasn't in the old one.
Right.
And also, what we've done is we separated the shop area with the rest of the building, so that if the shop area caught fire, it shouldn't spread to the rest of the building and vice versa.
Oh, that's good.
So we've tried to mitigate that danger of the fire spreading throughout the whole structure.
Okay. That's good. Any questions for Mr. Anderson from the committee?
So what's the square footage of this new building versus the old building? Because I know the old building was very, very tight from having spent lots of time there.
Yeah, it was. In fact, if you had the big maintenance bay, you couldn't pull anything in there and work on it without squeezing around the side to get from one end of the bay to the other. We worked, and that building was 50 years old. It was going on 50. So our idea is we want to build this structure to allow us to be a county 50 years from now that has a road shop that works. We have, it's a little over 18,000 feet, I believe, is the new square footage. The old one,
let me see if I've got that somewhere.
The old one was a little over 10,000. And what we've done is we've designed three bays for drive-through, and they're in the middle so that you can work on either side of the equipment without being pushed up against the walls.
Good. Is it being designed to be scalable? So like if in 25 years you could add an extra bay, or, you know, we have extra equipment that we don't currently have right now and we need to add on?
Yes, when we designed it bigger than what we bid it out. And when they told us what the estimates were for the cost, that's when we pared it down. Okay. And so there's room to expand out of the north end of the building.
Good.
I have a question.
Yes,
sir. How are you separating the shop from the rest of the buildings for fire suppression?
They're not connected. There's just a little breezeway that connects them.
Okay.
And there's a fire-rated wall between them, too.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Is it like sheetrock or masonry? Or?
It'll be masonry, more than likely. We're waiting on the bids to come in to see which way we want to go on some of that stuff.
Thanks.
Were there any upgrades to, like, the water system for the fire suppression that had to be done or anything like that?
We have to change our fire hydrant so that it's closer to the building and it's moving more water into the building.
Okay. So you're getting bids. Hopefully within early 27 is when you project to be
finished. Move in. So, that's correct.
And that is, I think that's definitely doable. And like you said, it spreads the money over those 3 years instead of, so you're not coming back to us for
We don't want to cripple our road maintenance program, right, you know, by trying to build it all in one calendar year.
Okay.
I guess that was my question. I may have missed a meeting. So where is the finance? Is the finances all coming out of roads funds?
We're going to split it out of road and road sales tax.
Okay. That's good use.
Can I ask another question, Tom?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing for climate control in the building?
Both the shop and the other areas of the facility will be heated and cooled.
Forced air?
I'm not sure what you mean by forced air.
Well, is it do you have fans or do you have ductwork blowing?
Oh, there will be ductwork running throughout the shop and the rest of the building as well.
Well, there's other kinds. The reason I ask is in-floor heat, there's radiant heat, there's a lot of different kinds. I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, it'll be air ducts running throughout.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. I know that when the shop burned, we are currently, you know, like I said, in an ice storm. Is there provisions for kind of streamlining the whole production of mixing the beet juice with the salts? And I know maybe even making that project larger than what it was.
Yeah, we have a couple of things we're working on there. One is to make the production capable of producing more in a shorter amount of time. So we've got bigger tanks that we're in the process of trying to obtain. In addition, we're looking at getting one of our old dump trucks and putting a bigger tank on the back of it along with the plow, so we'll have a capability of going further down the road because we have a bigger tank with that.
So you don't have to come back so often.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions from the members?
Yeah, Chairman, I have a question. Will there be offices in the shop?
There will be. On the office area will be on the southern and eastern side of the structure. Yeah. And we've done some security for that too. We've made it so that the public, if somebody comes in, they'll be contained to the entry area. We'll have a teller window to interact with staff, and then we'll have secure doors that will let them back in the rest of the office area.
I'll say that's a very good upgrade there. We all have a conference room for bigger meetings, obviously, I hope.
Yeah, we're calling it a classroom. Okay, there will be that, and there will be a smaller conference room back in the office area.
Okay. Because I believe that the old road shop didn't have anything like that. You had to go over to the OEM building.
It had something very small, but it had exercise equipment stacked up in it, I think, when it burned. So.
No, this is great. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming to the meeting and telling us about this.
Sure.
Anyone that had been to the old road shop, I mean, it was tiny, and I think having that reception area for the public is a big advantage as well. So, thank you.
And there will also be an emergency operations center in there too, so that when we have the storms, we can go in there and a place for us and OEM to work together to not only work with the public but work with our own assets as we deploy them throughout the county.
One more.
And that will be tornado proof. Well,
good.
I guess for certain tornadoes, most tornadoes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was just curious, have you, did you consider at all or look at the benefits of in-floor heat for a built structure like that?
No, and I will tell you, one of the things we harped on was cost from the get-go, and so our engineers and our architects took that to heart, and they tried to get us the best we could get with the most modest amount of money we could get by with. So I don't know if that was more expensive or not, but what they did is took our direction on the front end to have a good quality professional building but not go over the moon with the spending.
Maybe a little more cost up front, but it's a lot cheaper long term. That's one of the things I just wondered if you had looked into, because it does have
quite
a bit cheaper to operate, and it's actually more comfortable.
The architect worked with engineers to design it, so I suspect they considered that along with the cost involved, but I can't say for certain that was an option that they ruled in or out at any time.
No,
I just have a comment. I'm excited about this. I think this could help grow that department, and it sounds like it's going to be more efficient, and you guys will probably get more work done there because of the space, and you don't have to really go anywhere else. So yeah. It sounds like to me, and I'm no expert, but you guys have done your due diligence, and it's going to be great. So I think I'm pretty excited about that. Our county should be excited about this. That's pretty cool. So thank you for your hard work. Thanks, report.
Sure. We've enjoyed it so far. Knock on wood.
Any questions from the JPs in the audience? Okay. Justice Yorgi? Okay. All right. No other questions from the committee members? All right, Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any announcements from the committee?
I'll just say one thing, since I asked Mr. Anderson on this last QC. I noticed the Elliott Road is having a public meeting tonight up near Worcester, so that's good to know that that's moving forward. Although the last public meeting I went to with RDOT, they weren't going to be turning shovels for 2 years, so hopefully this one moves a little bit quicker.
Maybe, but not by much, I don't.
Yeah, I just had a question about the planning. The roads categorization project that we started at the end of the year. I just wanted to see if we had any updates or just get some clarity on what next steps are and what deadlines we might like to meet.
I'll be honest, I haven't really touched it because I don't feel like there's the will from the court to move forward. Now, if others reach out or seems to be a push to do it, I'll bring it back and we can discuss more. But what I've seen, just being honest, the first 9-10 months is there just doesn't seem to be a will to do it right now. So I'm not pressing the issue.
Is that not a will from the people sitting right here?
I think it's just I'm not seeing a push for it. And if there's not a push for it, I don't want to force it down a committee or to the court. So, I mean, if there's some even a modicum of push to look at it further, I'm willing to go. But, I mean, I just don't see the will of the court right now to push it forward, in my opinion. So, but if there's talk to move it forward, I mean, I'll start looking at it again. So to get more input and go from there.
It would also be a lot of work, too. If I were pushing it or if I were doing that, I would want to make sure that there's not a method that y'all have to put in with pass. You know, so I can definitely understand that. So, but with that, on that topic, I know that if anybody has questions about a road plan, definitely reach out to Mr. Anderson or to the judge. You know, they definitely have the way they categorize roads, how they prioritize, how they determine like what road might get paved over another road. So they data collection and actually pay a company to video that. And so there's a lot of analysis that goes into that. A lot of people want the roads ready to be paved. So I think they're going to gain more data on that than what they even have right now. So
I will also say, I haven't seen as much here, and I think Commissioner Higgins or the judge would have. I talked to the judge about it before that. I believe it was Act 314 that passed that took away the ETJs from the municipalities. I thought that was going to have a bigger impact, but so far it doesn't really seem to have had an impact on Faulkner County especially. I know Pulaski County, where I work in, they got hit pretty hard because they had a couple cities that were doing sign regulations with billboards, and as soon as Act 314 went into effect, they found any little spot they could that was just outside of city limits that was doing the jurisdiction, and the county did not have that ready, and that's why Judge Hyde had to immediately do an emergency moratorium. So, but I haven't seen any issues here in Faulkner County that really warrants anything right now. But again, I'm willing to move forward with it. I love the planning aspect of everything, but if, you know, I got to, you know, it's kind of the county, if the county wants to move forward, you know, just a little bit of push and keep going again. But it's kind of a, I felt it was kind of an uphill battle a little bit. So it's just kind of, you know, we'll just move forward as we, if the will's there. So. Okay.
I have another question, maybe for Administrator Higgins or Mr. Anderson. Just the business of this committee has been fairly thin this year. So I just wondered from either of you two, where do you see that this committee, could be of help for you and your work in going into the next year? How can we partner with you?
So I'll speak from a historical perspective, since I was on the court for 12 years. I can say that the Infrastructure Committee, and we used to call it just the Road Committee, and we went through a kind of an organizational change 8 or 9 years ago with our committee structure, and we changed it to Roads and Infrastructure, and we just have shortened it to Infrastructure. There are times when the Infrastructure Committee was busy all year long. I can remember specifically when we were having issues in the county with cell towers. How would we manage cell towers? Cell towers coming into the county was new. What do we do? How does it impact the neighbors that are close to cell towers? How do we set up processes so that when cell towers, if they were to collapse, that they didn't just fall over and collapse? They collapsed in on top of themselves. And I wasn't even on the Infrastructure Committee. I just remember that being an issue. There's also been times when the Infrastructure Committee was involved in more into the road process and structure. But I think at this point, we really have a good process. Justice Lyons made a comment that there's not a lot of drive for it. Part of that is, and I deal with everything but roads, from my perspective, a little bit on the outside, it's not really broken. So there's some tweaking that we have done as we've gone into Judge Dodson's administration, and Tom has been at the front of that and has done a great job of reorganizing the road department under Judge Dodson's direction. That has had a big help with the structure. So really, when the Infrastructure Committee gets involved in some of the things, we're trying to fix issues, and that's part of it. There are a couple of issues that I almost hate to mention that probably will be something we need to look at going in the future. One thing that any growing county is going to be impacted by is going to be zoning and permitting. We get calls on a daily basis about, you know, well, is the judge's office over this building and fire codes and those kinds of things? And the answer is no. But, you know, we do look at floodplain issues. We look at addressing. We look at road plats to make sure that if roads and subdivisions are built and at some point somebody will want that to come into the county system, that they meet county specifications. So we're involved in that part of it. But there is a permitting issue that is going to catch up with us at some time. We talk about it often in the judge's office. It's not going to be a popular thing for the quorum court to deal with, but it may just be a growth issue we have to deal with. Also, a thing down the future is going to be fire departments. Does anybody know how many fire departments there are in Faulkner County? 23 fire departments. Mm-hmm. Some fire departments have permitting processes and some don't. So if I want to build a taxidermy shop, out in the county, and I want to do taxidermy for deer hunters and all that kind of stuff, how do I know if where I'm building it in the unincorporated part of the county has a fire department that is permitted or not? How would I know that? You wouldn't until you build the building and you try to move in it and somebody shows up and says, you need another fire hydrant or you need a fire alarm system or you need something like that. And so those are things that we see on the horizon due to growth issues that when you sit here, it's like, yeah, we're not really busy. You may come to me someday and it's like, holy cow, we now have a tiger by the tail, and this may take months to solve those issues. So I just say from my perspective, I have seen the infrastructure committee be extremely busy. And I freely admit this year and a good part of last year, it's been a little bit slower in the number of meetings. But that's, again, that's because I think the road department has done a good job of taking care of our roads. I'll also say this. I look at courts and public safety, and I think Justice Coates, since the animal shelter has kind of settled down, that was the big project, and they were meeting. There were times when I was the chair of the courts and public safety, we met two or three, four times a month to deal with issues. And you can see how the activity of that has settled down because their primary project has kind of dropped off, and I'm sure Justice Coates is looking for a new project.
Jail
is coming up. That's exactly right. So I know that was long-winded. I hope that helped answer the question. I don't think anybody's here looking for busy work, but I think there will be time when certainly your activity will be warranted.
So since you brought it up, if you don't mind me asking, being the planner, you're talking about building out in the county, obviously. County zoning. Everybody hates county zoning. Mm-hmm. Everybody hates zoning in general. When OEM is issuing the addresses, are they able to, I guess, check if it's a commercial, industrial, or just a single family or residence? That might help with the permitting as far as, okay, you're looking at building a, you're looking at building a shop. They get the they assign the address. Entergy comes out or whoever for utilities and just call up the fire chief in that particular fire district.
Yes. So
it's a little thing. I'm just curious.
That's very valid, Justice Lyon. So really the keystone is when people apply for an address, they have to go through OEM to get their address, and that's really the trigger in any business or residence or subdivision. And then that really triggers the floodplain investigation to make sure that somebody doesn't build, and then we have to go, yeah, you got to tear that part down. You've got to move your building 6 feet. And believe me, when I was on the court, we had a few of those, that and it was painful to deal with. We catch 99.9% of those now. Also, they try to trigger those. Hey, if you're building this building and OEM does know which of the fire departments wants to do a plan review and everything, they try to inform them, hey, you need to reach out to XYZ fire department, contact them, do it. So we're trying that. But interestingly enough, it's kind of why it was on my mind. I was contacted this weekend, over the weekend, by an architect who I know that very thing happened. They're on the tail end of a project and the fire department happened to go by and see it, and there's some challenges at the tail end of a job. And you know how it is when you're designing a job and they want to make a change, you just pull out your eraser and you just move that on the blueprint and fix it. And that's a simple fix. But when the building is up, the concrete has been poured, and you want to fix that same problem, that went to thousands of dollars and probably bulldozers and things that you have to bring back out. And so you want to catch your problem early on. And so that's why we want people talking. And so we, the judge's office and OEM specifically, try to get those people together. But with growth comes some standardization. There's also, you guys may or may not know, there's some changes with the state fire department. In the last legislative session, they moved them from the state police. So the fire marshal, state fire marshal, was a trooper. They moved them to Adam under A.J. Geary. And that, from my perspective and from most everybody's perspective, that was a good idea. They would have a little better support under Adam as opposed to state police. But the unintended consequences is they lost all their law enforcement authority. So they cannot now go out and write a ticket in violation of fire codes. And so that's
I've never heard of the fire marshal not having law enforcement.
Yeah, so that's an issue that they're dealing with now. So Dennis Freed, state fire marshal, great guy, came to the Judges Association, was kind of sharing that information. And to your point, we're all like, oh, yeah, we didn't think about that. And it's frustrating to him as well. Yeah. All right. Anything else for me?
Mr. Chair, yeah. Not for you, Randy. I just want to make a comment, but thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Randy.
Oh, and I will say this. We will be meeting in the courthouse next week. So there'll be an announcement coming out tomorrow. You guys should have received an invitation to the open house, but we'll be clearing that up. But we're excited about being back in the courthouse next week.
I just wanted to say, in light of what Jason said, that when I first got on the court, I brought up the issue of planning for the roads and things in the county and was promptly, attacked or shut down for that. There's an old saying that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I think that we've got an experienced planner in our midst here, and we're not taking advantage of it. I think that's kind of foolish on the part of the county not to take advantage of his experience. And I see these subdivisions going up, and problems with their sewer and drainage and all that kind of things that the county's going to be we're going to end up having to pay to repair those things because most of the people that are developing those are long gone by the time the problems start to show up. I just think that it's kind of irresponsible for us not to be doing some planning down the road and setting some standards for the subdivisions and also look at improving our roads to accommodate more industry in the county. We haven't done that. And you hear a lot of people right now, since they're wanting to raise taxes in the city, talking about moving more businesses to the county, and I don't think we're ready for that. We have no plans for it. We're not ready for it. We haven't designated any areas for that in the county. And I just think that I think we need to take advantage of his experience and try to get something moving as far as planning for the county and our future needs. So that's my humble opinion. I appreciate Jason. His willingness to use his experience to benefit our county. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would encourage everybody on the committee and even on the court to the judge's office. The phone is always open. Please reach out to them. They are planning. They are looking at growth, potential growth. So they may not share it with the full court all the time, but have that one-on-one conversation with them. And if there is an appetite for taking on the challenge of a zoning commission and everything that that encompasses, I have that conversation with the judge and with Tom, and we will definitely take that up. That has to be handled very carefully, or it will be the last thing you handle, because if it's done wrong, the voters will throw you out. So I think that's why everybody is very cautious with that. So,
well, I just want to clarify. I mean, I've talked with the judge on this, and he knows my stances. My intent was never to bring in county zoning. I've been watching Pulaski County fight over a land use in their quorum court for the past 2 years, and it's not something I'm. That would even be worth looking at until we're set to know where we want to go. And I think that's the big thing on zoning, planning, whatever. Drainage is a major issue, depending on where you're at. Package plants for the sewer treatment, I mean, that's a big issue all across the state. I know that's been brought up by the judge mentioned that to me before, especially with that ETJ going away. There's a lot of little things, but I think, when it's time, and we'll, cross that bridge. But there's no reason to try and spin a square when you can just have a tire ready to go or a circle. So I'm not gonna, I don't want my comments to be taken as a dig on the judge's office. I think Administrator Higgins and Mr. Anderson have done a great job, and he's right. The roads department's been up on everything. Mr. Anderson's very clear on everything. He smiles when I ask him all the questions, so it's been good. So I just don't feel like this is just my opinion only, Justice Yorgie, that I just don't feel like there's a push by the county itself or by the residents to really move forward at this time. And at some point it's going to be ready, but I don't think there's when that time comes we'll know. So just my opinion.
Thank you.
Chairman, if I may, just to sort you up, try to answer it in my way for what he said. Personally, I don't. So you look at a committee, the value of that committee is based on ordinances that we bring to the table. I don't feel the need to personally bring a whole lot of ordinances to this committee because I believe Tom has done an excellent job. I think the judge's office did an excellent job, and I would be one of the first to say it publicly if it was the opposite. So while I always enjoy Justice Jason's his philosophy on infrastructure, always I like to hear from him. But the truth is, I just think that our department, our road department, led by Tom, our judge's office, is doing such a good job that this ain't a real focus for us. But I do think at some point, to further just our Higgins' point, that growth will be a problem for us, right? And the infrastructure. So maybe down the road, there's more usage out of us, but we do have to bring ordinances to the table to kind of justify that usage as well. And I just haven't seen the purpose to this point. 26 rolls around, who knows? But right now, I think we're in a good spot. But I don't know everything. I just know enough to think we're in a good spot. Hopefully that unofficially answers something to you, because I'm not one of the experts around here, but that's just my perception.
Another thing, keep in mind what we can do. We can spend more money, and they haven't come to us yet with a request for more roads or equipment yet. Generally, that's done through budget time. Or we can regulate, so we can put tighter regulations on things. You know, we can't force the judge to pave Cypress Valley Road with 6 inches of asphalt. That's not in our constitutional authority. So, you know, if they do come to us with a request, or if there's an issue, they will, and definitely reach out to them. You know, I talk to Randy and Tom and the judge. If I see an issue or if they've got something, they'll call me. But, I mean, I see the road foreman 2 to 3 times a week. So, I mean, just being, have that good relationship with them. And if there's anything you need to bring before the committee, if we need to meet, just like Justice Lyon did, you know, just email me, copy Tom, Randy, and we'll have us a meeting. But remember, we can basically regulate or we can spend more money. So that's kind of where we're at right now. So, and they haven't requested either one of those. So, yeah. With that, do I hear a motion to adjourn? All right, we are adjourned. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and call the Infrastructure and Roads Committee. Are we good? Okay. We'll call the meeting to order. We have one agenda item tonight, and that is a update from the judge's office regarding the reconstruction of the road shop. Last time we met was in July, and they were discussing the potential groundbreaking. They hadn't started anything yet, so right now is a good time to come and give us an update on where we stand and maybe the timeline of when we expect to be completed. So without that anymore, Tom?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We started dirt work, doing some of it ourselves on the backside, the north end of the project, taking the hill down. We started about a month ago, a little less than a month ago. That takes it down to basically the level of the road shop, the old road shop. The idea is on the north end is where we'll park our dump trucks, and then south of that is where the building is going to be. The building is going to be oriented north and south. We rotate it at 90 degrees. Last Wednesday, we opened bids. They're going through those bids now to make sure they're all proper, make sure there's a few questions about some. We want to make sure the bidder considered certain things when they submitted their bid. There's a few a little bit lower than others. We just want to make sure they're valid. We expect to have that within a week or so. And the first contract we'll start on will be the foundation. And once we get that bid awarded, we'll ask them to start as soon as we can. I talked to Nab Holtz, our construction manager. Their staff estimates 11 to 12 months to complete the building. I would like to carry it over into 27 just to spread the money that we'll spend out over 3 years. It'll be early part of 27, though, is the plan.
So the county is not doing the foundational work. They're just doing the early dirt work.
The early dirt work. And our intent is there will be a concrete pad around the building so that when we drive up on that pad, we'll have not asphalt, but we'll have concrete so we don't take the asphalt when it gets hot into the building.
Right.
And we will do everything when we're done, probably about a year from now, maybe late next summer, we'll start the parking lot work, and we'll do that ourselves. We'll have the asphalt laid, but we'll prepare the ground and the subsurface for the asphalt.
Okay. One question, and this really goes back to when we had the fire. Do we have like a bay or either how do we handle the fuel truck going forward so we don't see something like that again? I know that was a freak accident, and that probably could never happen again, but just in case, is there any type of contingency plan there? I know it was during an ice storm, and it was you know, the vehicle was in there for a reason, but is there how to manage that, you know,
thousand gallons? Well, one thing, we have fire suppression in the new shop.
Oh.
That wasn't in the old one.
Right.
And also what we've done is we separated the shop area with the rest of the building so that if the shop area caught fire, it shouldn't spread to the rest of the building and vice versa.
Oh, that's good.
So we try to mitigate that danger of the fire spreading throughout the whole structure.
Okay. That's good. Any questions for Mr. Anderson from the committee?
So what's the square footage of this new building versus the old building? Because I know the old building was very, very tight from having spent lots of time there.
Yeah, it was. In fact, if you had the big maintenance bay, you couldn't pull anything in there and work on it without squeezing around the side to get from one end of the bay to the other. We worked, and that building was 50 years old. It was going on 50. So our idea is we want to build this structure to allow us to be a county 50 years from now that has a road shop that works. We have, it's a little over 18,000 feet, I believe, is the new square footage. The old one,
let me see if I've got that somewhere.
The old one was a little over 10,000. And what we've done is we've designed three bays for drive-through. And they're in the middle so that you can work on either side of the equipment without being pushed up against the walls.
Good. Is it being designed to be scalable? So like if in 25 years you could add an extra bay or, you know, we have extra equipment that we don't currently have right now and we need to add on?
Yes. When we designed it bigger than what we bid it out. And when they told us what the estimates were for the cost, that's when we pared it down.
Okay.
And so there's room to expand out of the north end of the building.
Good.
I have a question.
Yes,
sir. How are you separating the shop from the rest of the buildings for fire suppression?
They're not connected. There's a little breezeway that connects them.
Okay.
And there's a fire-rated wall between them, too.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Is it like sheetrock or masonry? Or?
It'll be masonry, more than likely. We're waiting on the bids to come in to see which way we want to go on some of that stuff.
Thanks.
Were there any upgrades to like the water system for the fire suppression that had to be done or anything like that?
We have to change our fire hydrant so that it's closer to the building and it's moving more water into the building.
Okay. So you're getting bids. Hopefully within early 27 is when you project to be
finished. Move in. So, that's correct.
And that is, I think that's definitely doable. And like you said, it spreads the money over those 3 years instead of, so you're not coming back to us for
we don't want to cripple our road maintenance program,
right,
you know, by trying to build it all in one calendar year.
Okay.
I guess that was my question. I may have missed a meeting. So where is the finance? Is the finances all coming out of roads funds?
We're going to split it out of road and road sales tax.
Okay. That's good use.
Can I ask another question, Tom?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing for climate control in the building?
Both the shop and the other areas of the facility will be heated and cooled.
Forced air?
I'm not sure what you mean by forced air.
Well, is it do you have fans or do you have ductwork blowing?
Oh, there will be ductwork running throughout the shop and the rest of the building as well.
Well, there's other kinds. The reason I ask is in-floor heat, there's radiant heat, there's a lot of different kinds. I was just curious.
Yeah, no, it'll be air ducts running throughout.
All right, thanks.
Mm-hmm. I know that when the shop burned, we are currently you know, like I said, in an ice storm, is there provisions for kind of streamlining the whole production of mixing the beet juice with the salts? And I know maybe even making that project larger than what it was.
Yeah, we have a couple of things we're working on there. One is to make the production capable of producing more in a shorter amount of time. So we've got bigger tanks that we're okay. in the process of trying to obtain. In addition, we're looking at getting one of our old dump trucks and putting a bigger tank on the back of it along with the plow, so we'll have a capability of going further down the road because we have a bigger tank with that.
So you don't have to come back
That's right.
so often.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions from the members?
Yeah, Chairman, I have a question. Will there be offices in the
there,
shop?
There will be. On the office area will be on the southern and eastern side of the structure. Yeah. And we've done some security for that, too. We've made it so that the public, if somebody comes in, they'll be contained to the entry area. We'll have a teller window to interact with staff, and then we'll have secure doors that will let them back in the rest of the office area.
I'll say that's a very good upgrade there. We all have a conference room for bigger meetings, obviously, I hope.
Yeah, we're calling it a classroom. Okay, there will be that, and there will be a smaller conference room back in the office area.
Okay. I believe that the old roll shop didn't have anything like that. You had to go over to the OEM building.
It had something very small, but it had exercise equipment stacked up in it, I think, when it burned. So.
No, this is great. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming to the meeting and telling us about this.
Sure.
Anyone that had been to the old road shop, I mean, it was tiny, and I think having that reception area for the public and it is a big advantage as well. So thank you.
And there will also be an emergency operations center in there too, so that when we have the storms, we can go in there and a place for us and OEM to work together to not only work with the public but work with our own assets as we deploy them throughout the county.
One more.
And that will be tornado proof. Well,
good.
I guess for certain tornadoes, most tornadoes.
Yeah.
Anyway. I was just curious. Did you consider at all, or look at the benefits of in-floor heat for a built structure like that?
No, and I will tell you, one of the things we harped on was cost from the get-go, and so our engineers and our architects took that to heart, and they tried to get us the best we could get with the most modest amount of money we could get by with. So I don't know if that was more expensive or not, but what they did is took our direction on the front end to have a good quality professional building but not go over the moon with the spending.
Maybe a little more cost up front, but it's a lot cheaper long term. That's one of the things I just wondered if you had looked into, because it does have
quite
a bit cheaper to operate, and it's actually more comfortable.
The architect worked with engineers to design it, so I suspect they considered that along with the cost involved, but I can't say for certain that was an option that they ruled in or out at any time.
Question? No, I just have a comment. I'm excited about this. I think this could help grow that department, and it sounds like it's going to be more efficient, and you guys will probably get more work done there because of the space, and you don't have to really go anywhere else. So. Yeah. It sounds like to me, and I'm no expert, but you guys have done your due diligence, and it's going to be great. So I think I'm pretty excited about that. Our county should be excited about this. That's pretty cool. So thank you for your hard work. Thanks, report.
Sure. We've enjoyed it so far. Knock on wood.
Any questions from the JPs in the audience? Okay. Justice Yorgie? All right, no other questions from the committee members? All right, Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. All right. Any announcements from the committee?
I'll just say one thing, since I asked Mr. Anderson on this last QC. I noticed the Elliott Road is having a public meeting tonight up near Worcester, so that's good to know that that's moving forward, although the last public meeting I went to with RDOT, they weren't going to be turning shovels for 2 years, so hopefully this one moves a little bit quicker.
Maybe, but not by much, I don't.
Yeah, I just had a question about the planning, the roads categorization project that we started at the end of the year. I just wanted to see if we had any updates or just get some clarity on what next steps are and what deadlines we might like to meet.
I'll be honest, I haven't really touched it because I don't feel like there's the will from the court to move forward. Now, if others reach out or there's seems to be a push to do it, I'll bring it back and we can discuss more. But what I've seen, just being honest, the first 9-10 months is there just doesn't seem to be a will to do it right now. So I'm not pressing the issue.
Is that not a will from the people sitting here?
I think it's just I'm not seeing a push for it, and if there's not a push for it, I don't want to force it down to committee or to the court. So I mean, if there's some even a modicum of push to look at it further, I'm willing to go. But I mean, I just don't see the will of the court right now to push it forward, in my opinion. So, but if there's talk to move it forward, I mean, I'll start looking at it again. So get more input and go from there.
It would also be a lot of work, too.
If I were pushing it or if I were doing that, I would want to make sure that there's not a better that y'all have to put in with pass. You know, so I can definitely respond. But with that, on that topic, I know that if anybody has questions about a road plan, definitely reach out to Mr. Anderson or to the judge. You know, they definitely have the way they categorize roads, how they prioritize, how they determine what road might get paved over another road. So they data collection and actually pay a company to video that. And so there's a lot of analysis that goes into that. I think one road for any page. So and I think they're going to be getting more data on that than what they even have right now. So
I will also say, I haven't seen as much here, and I think Commissioner Higgins or the judge would have. I talked to the judge about it before that. I believe it was Act 314 that passed that took away the ETJs from the municipalities. I thought that was going to have a bigger impact, but so far it doesn't really seem to have had an impact on Faulkner County especially. I know Pulaski County, where I work in, they got hit pretty hard because they had a couple cities that were doing sign regulations with billboards, and as soon as Act 314 went into effect, they found any little spot they could that was just outside of city limits that was doing the jurisdiction, and the county did not have that ready. And that's why the Judge Hyde had to immediately do an emergency moratorium. So, but I haven't seen any issues here in Faulkner County that really warrants anything right now. But again, I'm willing to move forward with it. I love the planning aspect of everything, but if I got to, it's kind of the county. If the county wants to move forward, just a little bit of push and keep going again, but it's kind of I felt it was kind of an uphill battle a little bit, so it's just kind of, we'll just move forward as if the will's there. So. Okay.
I have another question, maybe for Administrator Higgins or Mr. Anderson. Just the business of this committee has been fairly thin this year. So I just wondered from either of you two, where do you see that this committee could be of help for you and your work in going into the next year? How can we partner with you?
So I'll speak from a historical perspective, since I was on the court for 12 years, I can say that the infrastructure committee, and we used to call it just the road committee, and we went through a kind of an organizational change 8 or 9 years ago with our committee structure, and we changed it to roads and infrastructure, and we just have shortened it to infrastructure. There are times when the infrastructure committee was busy all year long. I can remember specifically when we were having issues in the county with cell towers. And how would we manage cell towers? Cell towers coming into the county was new. What do we do? How does it impact the neighbors that are close to cell towers? How do we set up processes so that when cell towers, if they were to collapse, that they didn't just fall over and collapse? They collapsed in on top of themselves. And I wasn't even on the infrastructure committee. I just remember that being an issue. There's also been times when the infrastructure committee was involved in more into the road process and structure. But I think at this point, we really have a good process. Justice Lyons made a comment that there's not a lot of drive for it. Part of that is and I deal with everything but roads. From my perspective, a little bit on the outside, it's not really broken. So there's some tweaking that we have done as we've gone into Judge Dodson's administration, and Tom has been at the front of that and has done a great job of reorganizing the road department under Judge Dodson's direction. That has had a big help with the structure. So really, when the infrastructure committee gets involved in some of the things, we're trying to fix issues, and that's part of it. There are a couple of issues that I almost hate to mention that probably will be something we need to look at going in the future. One thing that any growing county is going to be impacted by is going to be zoning and permitting. We get calls on a daily basis about, you know, well, is the judge's office over this building and fire codes and those kinds of things? And the answer is no. But, you know, we do look at floodplain issues. We look at addressing. We look at road plats to make sure that if roads and subdivisions are built and at some point somebody will want that to come into the county system, that they meet county specifications. So we're involved in that part of it. But there is a permitting issue that is going to catch up with us at some time. We talk about it often in the judge's office. It's not going to be a popular thing for the quorum court to deal with, but it may just be a growth issue we have to deal with. Also, a thing down the future is going to be fire departments. Does anybody know how many fire departments there are in Faulkner County? 23 fire departments. Mm-hmm. Some fire departments have permitting processes and some don't. So if I want to build a taxidermy shop, out in the county, and I want to do taxidermy for deer hunters and all that kind of stuff, how do I know if where I'm building it in the unincorporated part of the county has a fire department that is permitted or not? How would I know that? You wouldn't until you build the building and you try to move in it and somebody shows up and says, you need another fire hydrant or you need a fire alarm system or you need something like that. And so those are things that we see on the horizon due to growth issues that when you sit here, it's like, yeah, we're not really busy. You may come to me someday and it's like, holy cow, we now have a tiger by the tail and this may take months to solve those issues. So I just say from my perspective, I have seen the infrastructure committee be extremely busy. And I freely admit this year and a good part of last year, it's been a little bit slower in the number of meetings. But that's, again, that's because I think the road department has done a good job of taking care of our roads. I'll also say this. I look at courts and public safety, and I think Justice Coates, since the animal shelter has kind of settled down, that was the big project, and they were meeting. There were times when I was the chair of the courts and public safety, we met 2 or 3, 4 times a month to deal with issues. And you can see how the activity of that has settled down because their primary project is kind of dropped off, and I'm sure Justice Coates is looking for a new project. Jail is coming up. That's exactly right. So I know I was long-winded. I hope that helped answer the question. I don't think anybody's here looking for busy work, but I think there will be time when certainly your activity will be warranted.
So since you brought it up, if you don't mind me asking, being the planner, you're talking about building out in the county, obviously county zoning. Everybody hates county zoning. Mm-hmm. Everybody hates zoning in general. When OEM is issuing the addresses, are they able to, I guess, check if it's a commercial, industrial, or just a single family or residence? That might help with the permitting as far as, okay, you're looking at building a, you know, you're looking at building a shop. They get the they assign the address. Entergy comes out or whoever for utilities and just call up the fire chief in that particular fire district.
Yes. So
it's a little thing. I'm just
curious. That's very valid, Justice Lyons. So really the keystone is when people apply for an address, they have to go through OEM to get their address, and that's really the trigger in any business or residence or subdivision. And then that really triggers the floodplain investigation to make sure that somebody doesn't build, and then we have to go, yeah, you got to tear that part down. You've got to move your building 6 feet. And believe me, when I was on the court, we had a few of those, and it was painful to deal with. We catch 99.9% of those now. Also, they try to trigger those. Hey, if you're building this building, and OEM does know which of the fire departments wants to do a plan review and everything, they try to inform them, hey, you need to reach out to XYZ fire department, contact them, do that. So we're trying that. But interestingly enough, it's kind of why it was on my mind. I was contacted this weekend, over the weekend, by an architect who I know that very thing happened. They're on the tail end of a project, and the fire department happened to go by and see it, and there's some challenges at the tail end of a job. And you know how it is when you're designing a job and they want to make a change, you just pull out your eraser and you just move that on the blueprint and fix it. And that's a simple fix. But when the building is up, the concrete has been poured, and you want to fix that same problem, that went to thousands of dollars and probably bulldozers and things that you have to bring back out. And so you want to catch your problem early on. And so that's why we want people talking. And so we, the judge's office and OEM specifically, try to get those people together. But with growth comes some standardization. There's also, you guys may or may not know, there's some changes with the state fire department. In the last legislative session, they moved them from the state police. So the fire marshal, state fire marshal, was a trooper. They moved them to Adam under A.J. Geary. And that, from my perspective and from most everybody's perspective, that was a good idea. They would have a little better support under Adam as opposed to state police. But the unintended consequences is they lost all their law enforcement authority. So they cannot now go out and write a ticket in violation of fire codes. And so that's
I've never heard of the fire marshal not having law enforcement.
Yeah, so that's an issue that we're dealing with. That they're dealing with now. So Dennis Freed, state fire marshal, great guy, came to the Judges Association, was kind of sharing that information. And to your point, we're all like, oh, yeah, we didn't think about that. And it's frustrating to him as well. Yeah. All right. Anything else for me?
Mr. Chair, yeah. Not for you, Randy. I just want to make a comment, but thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Randy.
Oh, and I will say this. We will be meeting in the courthouse next week. So there'll be an announcement coming out tomorrow. You guys should have received an invitation to the open house, but we'll be clearing that up. But we're excited about being back in the courthouse next week.
I just wanted to say in light of what Jason said that when I first got on the court, I brought up the issue of planning for the roads and things in the county and was promptly, attacked or shut down for that. There's an old saying that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I think that we've got an experienced planner in our midst here, and we're not taking advantage of it. I think that's kind of foolish on the part of the county not to take advantage of his experience. And I see these subdivisions going up, and problems with their sewer and drainage and all that kind of things that the county's going to be – we're going to end up having to pay to repair those things because most of the people that are developing those are long gone by the time the problems start to show up. I just think that it's kind of irresponsible for us not to be doing some planning down the road and setting some standards for the subdivisions and also look at improving our roads to accommodate more industry in the county. We haven't done that. And you hear a lot of people right now, since they're wanting to raise taxes in the city, talking about moving more businesses to the county, and I don't think we're ready for that. We have no plans for it. We're not ready for it. We haven't designated any areas for that in the county. And I just think that I think we need to take advantage of his experience and try to get something moving as far as planning for the county and our future needs. So that's my humble opinion. I appreciate Jason. His willingness to use his experience to benefit our county. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I would encourage everybody on the committee and even on the court to the judge's office. The phone is always open. Please reach out to them. They are planning. They are looking at growth, potential growth. So they may not share it with the full court all the time, but have that one-on-one conversation with them. And if there is an appetite for taking on the challenge of a zoning commission and everything that that encompasses, have that conversation with the judge and with Tom, and, you know, we will definitely take that up. That has to be handled very carefully, or it will be the last thing you handle. Because if it's done wrong, the voters will throw you out. So I think that's why everybody is very cautious with that. So,
well, I just want to clarify. I mean, I've talked with the judges, with the judge on this, and he knows my stances. And my intent was never to bring in county zoning. I've been watching Pulaski County fight over a land use in their quorum court for the past 2 years, and it's not something I'm. That would even be worth looking at until we're set to know where we want to go. And I think that's the big thing on zoning, planning, whatever. Drainage is a major issue, depending on where you're at. Package plants for the sewer treatment, I mean, that's a big issue all across the state. I know that's been brought up by the judge mentioned that to me before, especially with that ETJ going away. You know, there's a lot of little things, but I think, when it's time, and we'll, cross that bridge. But there's no reason to try and spin a square when you can just have a tire ready to go or a circle. So I'm not gonna, I don't want my comments to be taken as a dig on the judge's office. I think Administrator Higgins and Mr. Anderson have done a great job, and he's right. The roads department's been up on everything. Mr. Anderson's very clear on everything. He smiles when I ask him all the questions, so it's been good. So I just don't feel like him. This is just my opinion only, Justice Yorgi, that I just don't feel like there's a push by the county itself or by the residents to really move forward at this time. And at some point it's going to be ready, but I don't think there's when that time comes, we'll know. So, just my opinion.
Thank you.
Chairman, if I may, just to sort you up, try to answer it in my way of what he said. Personally, I don't. So you look at a committee, the value of that committee is based on ordinances that we bring to the table. I don't feel the need to personally bring a whole lot of ordinances to this committee because I believe Tom has done an excellent job. I think the judge's office did an excellent job, and I would be one of the first to say it publicly if it was the opposite. So while I always enjoy Justice Jason's his philosophy on infrastructure, always I like to hear from him, but the truth is I just think that our department, our road department led by Tom, our judge's office, is doing such a good job that this ain't a real focus for us. But I do think at some point to further just or Higgins' point that growth will be a problem for us, right, and the infrastructure. So maybe down the road there's more usage out of us, but we do have to bring ordinances to the table to kind of justify that usage as well. And I just haven't seen the purpose to this point. 26 rolls around, who knows? But right now I think we're in a good spot. But I don't know everything. I just know enough to think we're in a good spot. Hopefully that unofficially answers something to you, because I'm not one of the experts around here, but that's just my perception.
Another thing, keep in mind what we can do. We can spend more money, and they haven't come to us yet with a request for more roads or equipment yet. Generally, that's done through budget time. Or we can regulate, so we can put tighter regulations on things. You know, we can't force the judge to pave Cypress Valley Road with 6 inches of asphalt. That's not in our constitutional authority. So, if they do come to us with a request, or if there's an issue, they will, and definitely reach out to them. You know, I talk to Randy and Tom and the judge. If I see an issue or if they've got something, they'll call me. But, I see the road foreman 2 to 3 times a week. So, I mean, just being, have that good relationship with them. And if there's anything you need to bring before the committee, if we need to meet, just like Justice Lyon did, you know, just email me, copy Tom, Randy. We'll have us a meeting, but remember, we can basically regulate or we can spend more money. So that's kind of where we're at right now. So, and they haven't requested either one of those. So, yep. With that, do I hear a motion to adjourn? All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.